By the time I became a parent in 2009, the technological landscape had changed drastically from when I was a kid. Screen-free parenting was no longer as simple as saying no to TV or video games. Smartphones populated everyone's pockets, social media accounts were ubiquitous, and by 2012, when I was juggling two small children, the iPad was a novel diaper bag staple. Something profound shifted for parents in those years, thanks to the rise of handheld devices. For the first time ever, they had something on hand that could instantly distract and entertain their child, no matter their age. It was a powerful tool, but something about it made me uncomfortable, something that came down to a sense of lost opportunities for interaction with one's child. So I persisted in my screen-free approach, choosing not to buy an iPad despite friends' rave reviews, and keeping my iPhone off limits to kids, even when it might have made my job easier. Readers may wonder why. Why go to such extreme lengths in an era of effective parental control tools and screen use calculators? Would it not be simpler just to limit the amount of time spent watching those screens and give my kids, say, a half hour of iPad time per day? It is true that allowing screens to be part of my children's daily lives would grant me a half hour of blessed peace and quiet. But then, I might have to battle with a child whose brain has been lulled into a pleasurable state by the screen and disagrees that his time is up. That is not a fun child to deal with, as I'm sure every parent knows. The result is tension, arguing, and possibly raised voices, resulting in an angry, sulking child who resents me temporarily. This sets a tone that sours the next hour of family life. Is it worth the fleeting reprieve? I think not. But even if I weren't fighting with my child about getting off the iPad, even if he were perpetually obedient and understood that fighting would result in lost privileges, there are still things about this arrangement that rub me the wrong way. It goes against what I want for my kids and for myself during these few short years that we are together full time, because it isn't that much time when you think about it, and it goes by awfully fast. I come back to the Annie Dillard quote, "How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. What we do with this hour and that one is what we are doing." While I do not think that every hour must be productive, that viewpoint smacks of the Protestant work ethic, there is something to be said for rejecting the mindless consumption of digital media in order to create time and space for other more valuable pursuits, even if those are as basic as creative play, getting lost in thought, and experiencing boredom. There are many beautiful, heart-wrenching quotes written about the threat of chronic distraction and how it eats away at the things that matter in life. Author Oliver Berkman writes, "At the end of your life, looking back, whatever compelled your attention from moment to moment is simply what your life will have been. So when you pay attention to something you don't especially value, it's not an exaggeration to say that you're paying with your life." I don't want my children to pay with their lives. I don't want them to squander their childhoods consuming digital media when there's so much else out there to be experienced in a rich and tangible way. And because childhood is my biggest and best shot at directing their interests and teaching them how to spend time wisely, now is the time to double down on the lessons and priorities that are most valuable for their lives.